Since we're all on the internet, internet protection is probably at the utmost importance, especially now. I like to do this through Surfshark's VPN services because, you know, they cover you with a VPN. They cover you with a whole bunch of other services as well that protect you while you're online. It's very, very awesome. Right now, in the link of my bio, you can get 80% off of Surfshark VPN for 2 years, all right? 80% off. It is a deal. Now, my favorite thing about Surfshark is that you can add multiple items in there. So you can add your laptop, your phone, your iPad, all of that. And multiple people can put their items in there too, in your family, if you have a big family like me. So check out Surfshark VPN. Go to the link in my bio to get that 80% off and enjoy. All right. What's up? This is Astro Dim laying in my bed because it's my bed in astrology. Oh my gosh. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about is basically a little preview of my Patreon. You know, feel free to join. You could just, you know, patreon.com/astrodim. You know what I mean? I'm getting it popping again. And I know you're like, well, shit, bitch, like, why are you getting it popping during retrograde season? Well, the thing is, I've had this Patreon before then, so it don't matter. The retrograde energy is making me go back to things that I didn't do before. Well, I've done before that I need to kind of keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I'm going through right there. That's how I'm gonna go with it. That's how I'm gonna go with it. Okay. But I'm gonna talk in more detail about how to get a benefactor, how to, you know, tap into those grants, how to get a sponsor, okay, how to get a patron, you know, how to get someone to support you. And you know, if you're really into astrology, you probably already know the deal, you know what's up. But I want to talk about it, and this is going to be a fairly short podcast episode. I think I'm gonna have the podcast episode shorter just to you know, get straight to the point, get my examples, and get the fuck out. I think that's the vibes that I'm giving. Okay, but you know, where would you look if you're trying to like get into that energy, right? Where were you trying to look? I would say eighth house represents you know, a lot of things. It's death and rebirth, it's transformation, it's change, it's intimacy, it's secrets, it's confidential information, right? And what's more confidential than money? Other people's money. We don't know it. And if we do know stuff about other people's money and how to obtain it, it's someone that we are intimate with. See? And not sexual intimacy, just any time it's intimacy, right? Emotional intimacy, you know? Financial intimacy in the sense of like you work at a bank, but you like kind of have to make a promise that you won't be doing no weird shit, you know? It's, you know, you have to have some type of closeness in order to get into that energy, you know what I'm saying? So eighth house fits perfectly. Plus, it's the second house to the seventh. The seventh is other people that you are involved with, not just your spouse, but BFF. You know, close relationships, BFF, spouse, business partner, you know? And so if you're doing some, you know, connected with someone who's the patron of the arts and you're doing art stuff, if you're fucking with someone who's giving out grants, giving out investments, you know, a benefactor, if you're fucking with that, they're your business partner, baby, and they're giving you some of their worth with an F at the end, right? And, you know, it's interesting, too, because this is the dope thing about derivative astrology, because, you know, the 11th house is like a big amount of money, right? But the 11th house to the 7th house is the 5th house. So we see value in this big opportunity of money and through networking. But our business partners sees our talents and our abilities and our self-expression as worthy, right? If we kind of do the seventh house as business partners, our spouse, what they kind of hold value and think they can have an abundance on and invest in is, you know, our spouses think that our romance and our children, that's how they can expand in our life. And this is how they value, you know, this is a big, like a high win, a big win. You know what I mean? To them. You know what I'm saying? So you see how it works? This is why derivative astrology is the best. It is. It's one of the dopest concepts of astrology. It is. But anyways, you know, eighth house represents your partner's money and business partner, romantic partner, platonic partner. And, you know, if you have significant eighth house in energy, not just planets in the eighth house, but your eighth house lord, you know, you are more likely to be able to get into this energy. And I know a lot of people who, you know, have to worry about Caden houses. Like, what if my, you know, eighth house lord is in the Caden house? Yeah, it's usually a little bit tougher, but you can still make it work, baby. And so if you tap into my Patreon, I'm going to talk about like how it works for, or my Patreon, excuse me, how it works for each house. You know, and my Patreon sheet, you know, go to www.patreon.com/astrodem, right? It's cheap, so you ain't got to worry about nothing. But, you know, for folks who are trying to like see like my probability, I would say that you have to tap more into, you know, you have to tap more into like the eighth house lord and its aspects, its placements. You know, if you want to dig deeper into that traditional shit, the decans, even though, you know, modern astrologers have decans too, but we see a little bit different, but you know, the terms. You know what I mean? You want to get into the moon mansions, nakshatras. That can tell you a lot too. It's really cool. Like, I think you could really get into something. So you don't have to really worry about it being in a Caden house. You know, if it's aspected well, it could work. But if your eighth house lord is aspected harshly, you could still be able to get that money, right? It's just going to take some work. You know, if your eighth house lord is making a lot of oppositions, you know, you're going to have to make some compromise. You have to collaborate and balance shit. You know what I mean? And if this squares, you gotta work on the relationship, work on the intimacy, work on the trust. It's going to take you to do a lot of work for people to feel like they can trust you. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind. Like, this is the things that we have to like look into. All right. So let's go ahead and I'm not gonna go through the houses with y'all, right? I'm gonna go through the houses with my patrons, but I want to give y'all some examples. That'd be fun. So when I think of like someone who was able to gain from a partner, the first person I think of is Anna Nicole Smith. You know, she went out, was working, met her husband. Her first husband or second, I forgot, met one of her husbands. He was a multi-millionaire, close to billionaire in the 90s. So that money was stretching way longer. It was nice, you know, changed her life. And she was able to gain from it. He was in his 90s, though, while she was in her 20s. Of course, he eventually passed away left everything to her. And she had to fight for it. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some squares with the eighth house energy. But let's go ahead and take a look at her chart. So with her chart, it's rectified. So it's kind of like, you can trust it, but, you know. I wonder who rectified it. But it's a rectified birth time. And the birth time was rectified through someone having like a given an approximate time initially. All right, so we have her born, an RIP, Anna Nicole Smith, by the way. We have her born Tuesday, November 28th, 1967 in Houston, Texas at 3:15 a.m. That makes her a Sagittarius sun. Am I surprised? she's so Sag. She is such a Saggy girl. A Libra moon and a Libra rising. Am I surprised? Like, goddamn. Oh my God. She's just so her chart. I can see why people chose this for her. I believe it. I totally believe it. The curviness, the beauty, because actually the dope thing is that Venus is in domicile very close to her ascendant, exactly conjoined her moon. And she really oozed out like that feminine vibe, man. For real, for real. Very interesting energy. So, as you know, she's a Libra rising, and Venus is right on her ascendant, conjunct her moon. That means that her eighth house lord is ruled by Venus too, because, you know, her eighth house is ruled by Taurus. And I'm looking at her Placidus chart too, so the suggested Placidus chart even suggested, is even saying this as well, right? And so, with that being said, you know, her eighth house is empty, but is the eighth house lord is Venus, and Venus is on her moon and conjoined her ascendant. This says a lot, right? First of all, she is deeply aligned and connected to people giving to her. Okay, people giving to her. And I'm trying to remember, like, she either had a second husband. This is her, the guy that she ended up marrying, a second husband, or she had a son before him. Just hold on one second. Let me just take a quick look. I just want to make sure that I have the right information. You know what I mean? And sorry for the volume being her first son was born in 86, so she was very young. So let me see. Yeah, that was her second husband. J. Howard Marshall was her second husband, and she was married to someone named Billy Smith. So, eighth house is going to be eighth house, and right, like, eighth house is always going to be your spouse's money. But the thing is that 10th house is going to be her spouse's money too, when we're talking about her husband, which her 10th house is ruled, her 10th house lord is the moon, and her moon is also conjunct her ascendant in Venus. She has her first husband's money and her second husband's money, the planets that represent that conjunct her ascendant. Like, she's gonna be taken care of, okay? Miss Anna Nicole Smith was going to be taken care of, okay? But no, regardless though, like, you know, if you have second husband, third husband, so forth, you know, of course, look at the next house over that represents the spouse. And so, because the second husband is connected to the ninth house, we're going to look at the 10th house, but you always have to look at the eighth as well, right? Because the eighth is like the basis of your spouse's money, you know? And so it's crazy. Both her eighth house lord and her 10th house lord, eighth house representing all her husband's money, and 10th house specifically her second husband's money, is conjunct her ascendant by 2 degrees. Tight conjunction. Tight. Come on, man. Damn. All right, so there's that right up on her ascendant. So ascendant is an angular point, a cardinal point, very important, very connected to who she is. And it also is representing too that, hey, you're going to be known for tapping into your second husband's money. That's literally how she was known. Of course, she was a model as well, and everything, but you know, she got those opportunities through meeting her second husband. I'm pretty sure she did, and she wanted to be, I think her second husband gave her connects through to be in Playgirl or something. I'm not sure. I know it's a similar story to that though. So that's crazy. So there's that. And so if we're going to look at the, you know, actually, let me adjust this so I can look at decans and stuff. I already know the modern decans by heart. And so her moon and her Venus are in Aquarius, an Aquarius decan if you use modern decans, right? I can't actually adjust it to look at the terms, so I won't be able to see the term. But the term is not in the late part of the third decan, so there's probably some support there. I'm not sure what terms, if it's a Venus or a moon term, that will probably give it some support as well. So there's that. Right now, if we're looking at things aspect wise, again, her moon and her Venus are right on each other, so they're all going to be making the same aspects. Let's focus on major aspects. The major aspect I see for this is Mars, which is crazy because she had an extremely hard time with getting that money, and it was continuously contested. I think she ended up winning a chunk of it, but like his kids were pissed off. They're like, yo, that's our dad's money, we want it. You know, like they were pissed off. But her dad, they said her dad was in sound mind. I mean, their dad or her husband, second husband, was in sound mind. And so, you know, what can you do? It was a tricky situation. Now, if I kind of look at, you know, your spouse's kids, that would be like, if, you know, that's outside of you, I guess. I mean, no, it wouldn't be the fifth house necessarily. I know adopted kids are sixth house. I don't know what stepkids are. Is stepkids sixth house too? Shit, I wish I thought about this beforehand, but it'll be interesting if it does relay to that Aries energy. It kind of does though, because it, you know, the moon and Venus, which is her eighth and tenth house lord, which is connected to her getting her benefactor, is making the only major aspect is it making a square to Mars. And it's a distant square too. Her Mars though is in Capricorn, so she wasn't gonna not get something with an exalted Mars. She wasn't gonna not get something. That wasn't gonna happen. Okay, that wasn't gonna happen. So, you know, I think with that energy though, it does speak of like people contesting the will and contesting her specifically. I'm trying to see how I can. Okay, so if we do this, right? The ninth house is the husband, right? And so the ninth house from the fifth house from the ninth, right? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That ends up being the first house. Oh. Interesting. But no, six for her. I mean, if the sixth house, I know sixth house is adopted kids, but the sixth house is also stepkids, it would make sense because sixth house is from the ninth, is the second house. Her second house is ruled by Scorpio. Traditionally, Scorpio is ruled by Mars, and Mars is square her moon and her Venus, kind of showing that the money that she was getting from her husband after he passed was contested. The will was contested by his kids, aka her stepkids. So I'm gonna double check on it, y'all, and I'll let you know the next week. But yo, if that's the fucking case, that is crazy. If that's the case, that is fucking crazy.
Wow.
And then also with the 8th house Lord, as well as the 10th house Lord, being in her first house, it definitely speaks on, like, it's her. It's her beauty. It's her presence. It's her personality that's able to give that to her. And she said too, like, oh, we never had sex. He just wanted me around. And he didn't really want sex either. I mean, he's 90-something years old. I'm not saying 90-something years old people can't have sex. But he was in his 90s and had some difficulties, you know, had some health difficulties. And so he didn't even want it. You know, he just wanted her around, and she thought that she was like a good time. And so, and he loved her. They loved each other. And so, I mean, I'm not going to say that, you know, she didn't like, oh, let me jump into the situation real quick. But I think she cared about him. I do. But, you know, for sure, though, this energy is really interesting. It definitely, if this second house is your second husband's kids, aka your stepkids from your second husband, it fits with her having to fight for the money. That is fucking crazy. I'm gonna double check that, y'all. But overall too, like, even if it's not, with her moon and with her 8th house Lord and her 10th house Lord squaring Mars, it definitely also says that, like, so when it comes to that money, you're gonna have to go to court. You're gonna have to fight for it. Going to court naturally, because it's making a connection to the 7th house Lord, right? 7th house Lord is not just relationships. It's, you know, is you versus somebody else. It's definitely connected to the law and court cases, you know, and you know, the person that specifically you're going against, but just generally court cases with you. So if you have significant 7th house energy, most likely you're going to be dealing with some legal shit, right? And so there's that. And then it's just kind of like that 7th house is me versus you. That's why it's connected to, like, open enemies energy as well. So even if that's not the case with the second house being the second husband's kids and your second husband's stepkids or your stepkids from your second husband, that Mars energy still speaks to, like, her having to fight in court for that money. Crazy. You see how crazy astrology is, y'all? You see how crazy? I said this is going to be short, right? And how many minutes are we at right now? I can't even tell. I don't know. But let's do another one real quick. I literally Googled a list of known gold diggers. And this is the people that they listed. Anna Nicole Smith. I naturally thought of her, though. Amy Irving. I don't know who that is. Courtney Love. Oh, now that's interesting. Oksana I don't know how to pronounce that one. Heather Mills. I don't know who that is. Morley Simmons. That's interesting. I mean, she was like a fashion model, but at the same time, like, Russell Simmons had money. So I see what they mean. Kevin Federline. That would be a good one. If we have his chart, that would be a good one. Kevin Federline. Let's see if he can pull up his chart. Hold, just give me a second, y'all. That would be a really good one. Okay. Oh, we got a time to. Oh, we got a time. Another Libra rising. Stop it. Another Libra rising. And look at that. Look at that. 8th house Lord is Venus, of course. 8th house is tightly conjoined descendant. I'm telling you, if it's on the angular points, if it's on the cardinal points, absolutely. That means you're going to be known for being able to gain from your partner. And it's literally saying, through being in a relationship with somebody, you're going to be able to gain from a partner, right? So even so, if we even were to focus on Anna Nicole Smith, right? It'd be like, well, shit, like, her 8th house Lord, it was on her ascendant. You know, what does that have to say about it? Well, first of all, it's opposite the descendant, right? So there it is, like, relationships is going to be what's going to give you that money, right? But also too, specifically her personality that's getting it. So she don't even have to engage in all things relationship. Again, she didn't even have to have sex, you know, she didn't have to engage in relationship in that type of way. He just wanted her vibes, her personality and shit, you know. But another thing too is that she will probably be able to get money from anybody, just through her personality and through any form of relationship, just her being her and her having the fucking vibes and her being beautiful, you know. With Kevin Federline, he has to actually work for a commitment. He has to actually do the work. He has to actually connect with the person on a you know, seventh house relationship, long-term level. And they were married, right? I'm pretty sure they were. They had two kids. Yeah, I think they were married. And so seventh house is the house of marriage. Bam. Bam. So there it is. There it is. Very interesting. Yeah, there it is. So, yeah. That's very interesting. So, Kevin Federline, it fits for him too. Now, with his Venus, what aspects is it making? His Venus is, this is interesting, trine Neptune. Now, this is tricky. So, I want to make sure I handle this situation with care. Neptune represents a lot of things, but a big thing that it does connect to is disillusionment. And as you know, Britney Spears was, you know, he definitely had some nervous breakdowns, I believe. Yeah, and a mental health crisis. And he ended up having to have custody of the kids. He she's paying child support for them. That's how he's gaining money. Right there. And so, yeah. And it's interesting too, Neptune also connects to all forms of drugs, prescription and, you know, other drugs. And it is, you know, she claimed that she was being drugged, like people were over medicating her. So that is quite interesting. Wow. Quite interesting. Venus is also opposite Pluto. With that energy, with Venus opposite Pluto, you know, it speaks on the depth and the deep connection that him and Britney Spears did have. Like, she was really, really into him at one point. And so it definitely speaks on that. With modern astrology, Pluto rules Scorpio. And, you know, they connected through work. They met through work. He was the backup dancer. Her backup dancer, right? So there's that too. Venus is square Mars. I'm not quite sure about their relationship, like the details of it. But Mars is definitely, and Venus, honestly, is associated with dancing. Especially the type of dancing that he does is more Martian, I feel. Very physical. Very exact. Very sharp dancing. Instead of flowy dancing. And so, yeah, that's interesting. But his Mars is in Cancer, is in the fall. Which doesn't mean he's like a bad dancer. Again, I don't even remember how that man dances, to be honest. But Mars is also in his 10th house. Again, he's known for being a dancer, right? But more than anything, he's known for his relationship with Britney Spears. And his 7th house lord is in the 10th house. Can't make this up. This is crazy, y'all. Bitch, you've been doing astrology more than half your life. You still get shocked at this shit? Yes. I do. This shit's fucking wild. It's wild. Like, wow. Okay. So, there's Kevin Federline. Should I do one more, y'all? Because I did take my time with Anna. Should I do one more? Should I do one more? I could check out Amber Rose because Kanye did put her on. I guess do Kamora as well. Let's see. Let's check out Amber Rose. I think we actually do have a chart for her too. I'm just doing a little typey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got a birth time for her. The Rodden rating is A, so it looks pretty good. She's an Aries rising. So you're noticing this axis of Libra and Aries is so nodal right now. Oh my gosh, it's so nodal. let's see. Hers is a little bit different. She's an Aries rising. That means her 8th house lord is, 8th house is ruled by Scorpio. And her 8th house lord is Mars and Pluto. Again, I'm a modern astrologer, y'all. Okay? So, with that being said, okay. So, let's fuck with Mars first. Mars is, first of all, conjoined Venus. Very, very tight. It's like less than 1 degree. If not, just made to 1 degree. Relationships. Not even Venus meaning relationships. That's her 7th house. Venus is her 7th house lord too. Right? And then it's interesting too because Mars and Venus are in Virgo. And in the 6th house. And she was with, like, he used Amber as damn near an accessory, right? Which he typically does in relationships. But, like, she was with him everywhere. He dressed her. She went with him everywhere. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he had her doing little things to help him with his career. Like, yeah. Yeah. if we look at it through Pluto's lens, Pluto is very, very close to entering Scorpio here. It's at 29 degrees. And Pluto is conjoined Mercury, Sun, and then further away, Saturn, I believe. And Pluto is in the 7th house. So, yes, you know, her being able to gain through relationships and being able to be empowered through these relationships is huge. And a lot of the men that she dated had more money than her and was able to lift her up, which is really dope, right? So there that is. But also too, there is something to say, like, you know, she was trying, you know, he met her, I think, at one of her first, if not her first, videos. And so with, you know, Sun being conjoined Pluto so tightly and the Sun ruling her 5th house, you know, her tapping into those talents and connecting that way, it's definitely something that's really interesting to see too. So yeah, like it worked for her too. But I think the reason why it's not the most significant though is because, yes, she was able to gain a bit from Kanye, but she didn't marry him. And so but she did marry Wiz. So let's see about that. She did marry Wiz, right? I'm pretty sure. She married Wiz? I know they had Sebastian, their son. But did she marry Wiz? I think she married him. And that would be a good person to use for the second husband, because she didn't marry Kanye. I remember seeing a little son. Let me see her wiki real quick. She's only married Wiz Khalifa. Okay. I know she also was with 21 Savage and I feel like somebody else, and I just can't think who.
let me pull something up real quick. So
she, that was actually her husband, the seventh, you know, that's the actual person she married. So you can't use the second husband type of thing there. Yeah, so it seems like any long-term relationships, right? Because that's what seventh house is connected to, not just the marriage, but just important long-term relationships. And I feel like Kanye was all energetically like her first husband. But any long-term relationships, you know, she was able to gain from that. And she has. It makes sense. So it worked for her too. But she was able to gain from that as well on her own. I think that has a lot to do with her second house lord also being Venus. And so, you know, she's going to be able to do a little something herself. You know, take the little money that they gave her, stash it up. You know, make the right investments, do her thing. You know what I mean? I think that's why she was able to be successful too. So yeah, that's what we got, y'all. If you want to learn more on how this applies to you, you know, I'm going to do 8th house lord throughout the houses on my Patreon. And we're going to have like deeper conversations about it each week. Y'all can ask me questions and I will answer them. You can ask me on the Patreon or you can ask me on our special Discord. Okay. I'm trying to get the notifications right, so when y'all do send me stuff, I actually see it. But I'm trying to get that right. And, yeah, I'm excited, y'all. This is really cool. Yay. But that's what I have. Yeah. And I hope this was cool and fun and you enjoyed it and all that stuff. Holla at me at my Patreon. At my Patreon. Also, I'm not doing Winnow anymore, y'all. I'm tired. I'm tired. It's just, but you know, as you can see, when I start to get uninspired and kind of like trying to make fetch happen and it ain't happen, I'm out. Definitely connected to my chart ruler being a Sagittarius. However, because I'm a Capricorn too, my chart ruler is Saturn/Uranus, sometimes I stay a little longer than I have to. But I do try to make fetch happen, but I'm not afraid to leave at the same time. So it's kind of like, you know, I'll put a good college try. I'll put a good college try. My chart ruling Sag though, I'd be ready to go. Anyway, I hope this was helpful, y'all. And this is fun. And this goes to show you how much I love my bed in astrology, because even when I take my breaks and shit, I always come back to y'all. I'll always come back to you, baby. All right, y'all. Bye.